All right, everyone. Today we start off talking again about the new COVID variant, which is Omicron. Here's something interesting that multiple people have shown me. This actually checks out. Fact check, this is true. The G COVID variant was skipped, and I'm not really going to bother hazarding a guess why, because I think it's self-evident. Can you imagine if they announce a new COVID strain, and it's, by the way, one that's particularly bad, according to literally none of the scientists that discovered it, but according to the entire legacy media that's currently trying to do the lockdowner thing again right before the holidays. Trust me, they'll definitely do this before the next midterms as well. Can you imagine what would happen on the internet because of the manner of search and the way it works? If people are searching for Xi COVID, that would be slightly problematic for inter-Chinese relations. And of course, the Chinese would bitch and moan about it as they do about everything else because their government likes to whine because it's constantly having to cover for its ass. Keeping in mind, of course, COVID was built in a lab in China, partially with U.S. funding, which went through the Obama admin, VP Biden at the time, presumably knew that something was going on there because Obama was paying visits. Fauci was there as well. Why on earth would they want to skip the Xi COVID variant? Again, especially when it's not one that has a single mutation where people have begun to brush that off. This one has like 30 mutations, and so even though people don't know what that actually fucking means with regards to the spike proteins, they're still flipping out. I love how the Dow Jones was down like 800 points. It's like, why are you selling off? Oil prices plunged 10 bucks, which actually isn't a bad thing when you think about it at the moment, considering the time of year. People are freaking out, running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I half expect that I'm going to see more pictures of shortages from people panic buying because they're convinced that this disease is going to cause world commerce to end or something. The disease never did that to begin with, even last year. It was people's overreaction to the disease that caused that. One that was predictable, yeah. By the way, because of this new variant and the potential havoc and instability it could cause, not because of the disease itself, but because of lockdownerism, yeah, you should probably get a few extra cans of tuna at the moment. You could see some, you've already got shortages in some parts of the world, especially parts of the U.S. That could get worse. Demand could, for certain goods, could temporarily rise even more. Maybe you get more toilet paper. I've got 20 rolls stored up there in the closet, just in case. At this point, and not because I'm worried, because I think other people are stupid. Other people are lemmings. They get worried, and they start stampeding like a bunch of buffaloes. Well, when you sense that they're probably going to start stampeding, you get to a hill. And that's what I do. Anyway, before I continue ranting about this very funny propagandistic story, because that's all this new variant at this point is, keep in mind down below, if you're watching this video on YouTube, there will be a pinned comment with links to 5 other video hosting sites that I use. Keep in mind, I make several exclusive videos every day on those platforms. They don't end up on YouTube. You're not allowed to talk about half the good shit on YouTube anymore anyway, so fuck it. Here's my thing. First, you've got a massive disconnect. If you really read the initial report on this new variant, which technically is not Omicron, it's B52 something or other. It's got one of those long disease names. They are using the Greek alphabet to give them their more public relations name. So you get Delta and Epsilon, and now you've got Omicron. Now, again, they skipped G. It's not without good reason as far as algorithms are concerned if you have Chinese investors. Hint, hint, that's why. Here's the thing. If you look at the initial reporting, you find no mention that any of these specific mutations inevitably make this disease worse, more transmissible, more deadly. Evolutionarily, it would be bizarre if it became more deadly. It could happen, it's just not particularly likely with any specific variant. There's no evidence to believe that it goes past the vaccine more. We've already had variants that do. Delta undermines the Pfizer vaccine. Moderna is undermined by the beta variant. They still provide the protection against symptomology, but they don't provide the protection against transmission the same way. And the idea that people would have asymptomatic cases is generally the hope if you are vaccinated. Again, that's partially undermined by existing variants. Now, beta, I think, is on its way out. the Delta is still the main one, and now you have this to worry about. Now, let's be honest here. It's possible that any of these specific surface protein mutations cause it to be more transmissible. That is possible. It could be more deadly. It could be both, which would be a nightmarish scenario. It could get around any specific vaccine. My problem is this. The legacy media is reporting on it as though all of these things are true. I'm seeing reports, well, it's 10 times transmissible, it's killing kids, and it's going to get around the vaccine. Oh, hold up, wait. Only a few days ago, you even knew this new variant existed. The scientists in the initial report are saying themselves that it's a storm in a tea kettle moment, and people are getting all hyped up over nothing. And meanwhile, you've got countries, again, you got countries and craftivists using this. The medical side aside, so fuck the variant itself. Let's focus on the human response to the COVID variant. It is being used right now by governments to shut down trade and travel once again, just like last year, several times. It didn't work then. It's not going to work now. It is an entirely knee-jerk, paranoid response that does nothing. It is not possible to stop a disease that is this transmissible by closing ports of entry. It's not possible. Maybe if you're Tonga, if you're like a small island that doesn't really need any visitors and you're like self-sufficient and stuff, you're fine. You can close off to the rest of the world and go back to the pre-Meiji Tokyo days and be third world if you want to. The rest of the world, the entire economy relies upon global trade. Now, I would argue that this entire debacle is a really good reason for the larger, more developed nations with more natural resources to extract and process their own resources and say fuck globalism. This is an argument for the US and the European Union and Russia and China and India and some of the other bigger players to end globalism. It would almost be better to carve the world into neo-colonial blocks and try to get along that way, on even keels where you've got universal mutually assured destruction, than to go further into globalism, which seems to be what some of these people are using this virus as an excuse to do. They're acting as though the world needs to coalesce and have like a great reset moment because of something that for the average person, the population is no worse than the flu. That is the truth. If we look at the death rate for this disease for the average person in the working age population, it is not a big problem. What is a big problem is when you cause trillions of dollars in damage, hundreds of millions, probably if you look at the entire world, of at least temporary unemployment cases. You've caused uproar in stocks. You've caused all manner of instability. Crime is rising in much of the world, partially, I think, because people are goddamn bored and tired of it. You're making them frenetic. The legacy media comes out over and over and over again trying to panic the population and say we need all of these pig-in-a-poke cures for the disease. If we want to defeat COVID, you need to let the government shove probes in your ass. You're not going to beat COVID. None of the vaccines are able to wipe it out. They can protect you. If you want to get booster shots for the rest of your life, and basically, again, you're going to deal with it for the rest of your life because it's now a seasonal endemic illness throughout the entire world. If you want to do that, you can. But it doesn't mean the virus goes anywhere. It just means that its death rate among the vulnerable elements of the population is considerably lower. Well, who cares? Okay, well then let people get vaccinated if they feel that they want to, if they need to, and leave everyone else alone. That's the proper thing to do. Education. Wash your hands after you shit. Wash your hands after you go to the store. Cough into your sleeve. If you're sick, stay home. These are common sense things that we should have been talking about decades ago, and apparently decades ago people were already shitting and not washing their hands. That just means that they're filthy animals. That doesn't mean that there's any compelling reason we need to lock down society. It just means that people are dumb. Which is, you know, if you look at the reporting on this disease and people's reactions, which is basically clutching their pearls and shrieking in horror and saying that we need to force vaccination and this won't happen again. Yeah, they are dumb. Believe it or not, the majority of the world's population, their IQ is not particularly high. They don't have critical thinking skills, necessarily in line with people who understand, I think, the world a bit more. And so they don't even see anything wrong with the fact that the Xi COVID variant is skipped. Even people who are more with it, they'll think, well, it's kind of a funny story. No, it's dystopian. Because this is being done for political reasons. It's a microcosm of the larger problem, whereby all of these responses at this point are socio-political and economic in nature. None of them appear to have anything to do with science because we're trying the same failed attempts that we've already been making for about 2 years. We've tried lockdowns, travel restrictions, mask mandates, vax mandates. We've tried all of these things. None of them worked. All of a sudden, though, if you keep telling people this, every single time there's a new variant, they'll continue to say, we need, if only more people wore the masks, if only more people social distanced, if only more people were forced to have the jab, somehow this disease that's massively transmissible, at this point I think more than the flu, would go away. No, it's not. You're goddamn stupid. You flunked basic biology. That's about all. Peace out.